Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Damaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, guys, how's our weeks been?
My week been good. I was just tired after practice.
So, Antonio, how's your week been?
My week been good, you know. Coming from Friday's game, just a little bit sore because, you know, Gilbert was a tough team to play against. So I haven't really done nothing over the weekend, you know, just been chilling, trying to rest up for next week and get prepared for the next game.
So I know both of y'all went to the volleyball game last night. You know, tough loss for us, but, you know, the student section was back, which was good to see.
Yeah. We're bringing the student section back, you know, to bring more team spirit to the school. So, you know, we're bringing the student section to, like, majority of, like, the games that don't have a student section. Because, you know, football always have a student section, but other sports don't. So we just need that school sprint to come back and help them, you know, get a little bit of potential, you know, to gain their spirits back and try to win, you know.
Try to motivate the teams a little
motivate
more.
Motivate them, yeah. So how was your week?
My week was all right. Yesterday I announced the game. You know, I did better than I did the first time.
That's good.
I had more energy. And I was less nervous. I was still nervous. I was still shaky. But I did better than I did, is all I'm going to say.
That's good.
What did you do? You didn't really explain what you did.
Okay, well, we was basically doing the stats, but it went good. I had a partner with me to help.
Who's your partner?
Tristan.
All right, now it's time for our favorite segment, Red Fox Week in Review.
Looking back on last week, Hartsville volleyball team defeated the Bruins of South Florence last Thursday, September 14th, ending with four sets. The first set, 25-22, second set, 20-25, third set, 25-9, and the fourth set, 25-15. Leading the Red Foxes were juniors Brooke Isgett, one ace, 13 kills, two assists, seven serve, one block, five digs, Morgan Majors, three aces, 26 assists, two serves, one block, five digs, and Sierra Ganey, one ace, 13 aces, 14 serves, and 14 digs. The Lady Foxes will be in action again on today, September 17th, against Marlboro County Bulldogs.
Now for football. This past Friday, the Foxes played the Gilbert Indians in a non-region game at Kellytown. This was a competitive back-and-forth game, but the Red Foxes fell short and lost by a devastating score of 48-47. Leaving the player of the game, Jayshawn Anderson, with 178 yards and four touchdowns, and Treon McFarland with seven tackles and a pick.
For cross country, both the boys and the girls XC team dominated the competition at the September 14th Darlington meet, where seven schools battled for the win. In the boys' race, Jonathan McIntosh won his first ever meet by beating the second place person by almost 40 seconds. Other top performers were Logan Berger and Ethan Hickey, who finished third and fourth respectively. On the girls' side, Katie Nutt won by over 2 minutes. The other top five girls on the team, Hannah Jewell, Ashley New, Regan Reed, Chloe Jewell, finished 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And that's our Red Fox Week in Review.
We would like to welcome to the show cross-country coach Clarence Ewing.
Oh, thank you. And I go by Randall.
Oh, Randall?
All right. Yeah.
Is that your middle name?
Yeah, Clarence Randall Ewing, Jr.
All right, so where are you from originally?
Believe it or not, I was born and raised in Hartsville, South Carolina.
So you decided to stay?
Yeah, well, I moved off. I went to school up at Furman University and ran track and cross country there. And then I furthered my education at Clemson University and got my MBA from there.
But have you lived, like, permanently in Hartsville?
Yes, I moved out of town, or excuse me, I guess out of state. I lived in Georgia for a few months, and I moved back to Hartsville and been here ever since.
You still liking Hartsville?
Love it. It's a great town.
Good small city.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what college did you attend?
I went to Furman. It's up in Greenville area, upper part of the state, and then I went to Clemson.
For how many years?
Furman for 4 years and Clemson for 1 year.
Did you like play any sports?
I ran cross country and track at Furman, and I was on the, I guess, top seven at Furman at the time. So I was enjoying it, yes.
Like, what about Clemson? Because, you know, like, people, you know, you be hearing all the hype about Clemson and all that. How was Clemson like when you were going to college and stuff like that?
Very large. There's still a lot of people there. This was, as far as the football team is concerned, that's when Danny Ford had just left Clemson and Ken Hatfield came in. And it seemed like to me that when the team won, the team was great. When they lost, we hate the coach. But, I mean, he was a pretty good coach, just tough to follow Danny Ford. So.
Did you live on campus when you went to Clemson?
I did not.
You didn't?
No. In fact, I had to drive to school, park on the other side of the stadium, and catch a bus. And if you missed this bus, you had to walk about 15 minutes to get to where I was.
You ever missed the bus?
I tried not to miss that bus.
Did you ever miss it?
I sure did. A lot of walking. That cross-country training came in good use.
So out of all sports, what made you choose cross-country?
I ran in high school, college. My dad ran in high school. My uncle ran in high school. In fact, my dad was a low 430-something miler. My uncle was a low 430-something miler, and he actually won state. My uncle did. Of course, that was back in the 60s. So, and when I ran in high school track and cross country, and then went on them at Furman. And then when I moved back and my son started showing an interest, I started coaching over at Thomas Hart Academy where he was at school.
What age did you, like, start running?
11, 12.
That was when you started running, like, for the school?
I started running just for fun at that time. And when I was in seventh grade, I guess I would have been 12. I might have been running a year or two before that, not long.
So you basically like running?
Yeah, it's one of the all they do is you say go, and they go from here to there as fast as they can. But I love it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's interesting, a lot of strategy involved in the racing and stuff like that. So, yeah,
because I know a lot of people, they complain about shins and shin splints and all that. So
you got to be careful, yes. Yeah. Stretch, don't try to go do too much too soon and stuff like that.
Where would you run before you actually, like, went into cross country?
When I was a child?
Yeah.
I ran the Junior Olympics. Did some training for that. They had track meets, and they also had some cross country and stuff like that.
So who inspired you to be a cross country coach?
Two people. My dad, of course, and then Paul Rogers, who was also the coach at Hartsville High. He's still coaching. He was my coach in the 80s. And my dad coached in the 80s for Hartsville High for about, I'm say, 15 years or so.
So, like, how did they inspire you?
Just, I guess, seeing how much they brought the kids. You could see them when they started, how they could hardly run, and how they just motivated these children into becoming better. And it doesn't matter what the competition does, you'd be the best you can be. And I enjoyed it. And it's a sport I love. Then when my son started showing interest, I started just coaching him a little bit. And then I started coaching at Thomas Hart. And one thing led to another. Next thing, I'm up here at Hartsville High.
How many years did you coach at Thomas Hart?
Just a couple, because you couldn't start running until you were in sixth grade as far as competing for in regular cross-country meets. Because of their rules, but we did have track meets when he was in, like, third, fourth, and fifth grade, so I guess I coached 4 or 5 years there.
That's good. So when becoming a cross-country coach, like, well, when you became one, what was, like, the obstacles you had to face over the years, you know, being a coach for cross-country?
I think things are different, and I guess social media and all this has made a big change. We have to communicate through remind. When I was in high school, the coach said, be so-and-so at 4 o'clock, and that's where you were. And now it's, if you don't put it on their mind, it's difficult to get the kids there because either they forget or we don't. It's just a different world now. But I enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
What goals do you have set for your team players?
Well, let's see here. Of course, we have Jonathan McIntosh, who just won his first meet last Tuesday. Want him to continue to keep driving. And Ethan Hickey, Logan Berger, is y'all may know him. He's one of the best wrestlers in the state. Yeah. And he is very competitive and runs really well. Want all three of them to keep plugging away and keep striving to get their goals. Hopefully Logan and Jonathan and Ethan all can get in the high 17s, low 18s for 5K. We have Atticus Brown, who has really improved a tremendous amount, hoping he can get in the low 19s and kind of go from there. So on the girls' side, we want to get to honestly, they have a chance to, if not win, but maybe get second or so in the region. So that's what we're pushing for.
Having a girls' and a boys' side, like, are they conditioning the same?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same practice, and some of the kids may do a little bit more than the other kids because a good coach coaches that child, and some children need different workouts than other kids. You got one kid that's hurt, you know, just a workout. If you ever hear a coach say all workouts are the same, no, you cannot do that. So it's just like you wouldn't your running back wouldn't do the same workout as your receiver. Different workouts, and that's what you got to do. And different kids are different. It's just like, let's say, Katie Nutt, who is one of the better runners in the state. We got a girl that's been there 3 weeks, is not going to do the same workout that Katie's going to do. Or if you got a child that's hurt, not going to do the same workout as another child. So,
is there a big difference between a boy runner and a girl runner?
No, not really. Just no, I can't think of a major difference. You know, they just out there practicing, trying to get better and do the best they can do.
When competing, what are some ways you encourage your players before the cross-country meets?
The main thing is just they know what they're doing. I don't go in there and tell them, oh, this is the biggest meet of your life. It's not. Everything said and done is just running. Go out there, have fun, do what you do. You know what you're doing. You've practiced. You prepared yourself. Go do it. That's it.
What would you like for the Red Fox fans to know about the cross country?
That's a lot of fun. Come out and watch us, and just keep cheering for these kids. And we got one little boy on the team, Abby, new to cross country. He just got a PR. He never stops. He just keeps going and going and going and got the best attitude. And that's what you want. You want to have good attitude, go out there, do the best you can do, and that's all that matters.
We would like to thank you for your time, Coach Ewing. Would you like to give any shout-outs to, like, you know, any of your players, any people that have helped you?
Just the main person is Paul Rogers. He's been coaching since the early 80s, and he is the backbone of the cross country team. He comes up with, I'm going to say, the majority of the workouts. And like I said, he coached me. He coached, he has helped coach at least five or six 4:30 or better milers in Hartsville High history. Mm. And that's impressive. You don't have many coaches do that. He's arguably one of the best coaches in the state.
You're the best coach you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to say on the high school level, yes. Of course, when I went to college, I was trained up under a Saudi Arabian Olympic coach. And, in fact, Paul was trained up under the USA coach that went to the Olympics. So, but, yeah, Paul Rogers is no doubt the backbone of the team, and he knows he has forgotten more than I'll ever learn.
Any shout-outs, Antonio?
Yeah, I got one. Her name is Eli Salibi. What about you, Demaya?
I would just like to shout out my friends.
Who are
Jada,
your friends?
Jada, Blue, and Sierra Brown, and Chelsea Ford.
What about you, Drew?
I want to give a shout out to Tristan over there. Always encouraging me, making sure I'm doing my work most of the time in here.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to the Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, with
Demaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom! We'll be right back.